Hey, this is Steve Summerall, and thanks for tuning in to Table Talk Podcast.
Number 84.
Thank you very much for being with me today, and we're talking about fear. Fear has torment. And I mean, I mentioned it sometime in the past, but Brother Summerall was always a writer. My dad, Lester Summerall, always a writer. And he wasn't always a writer, though, that he graduated from high school, kicking, fussing, fuming, not a happy camper at all. Then he got saved, healed from tuberculosis, and raised off the deathbed of where God said, tonight you're going to choose one of these. One was a Bible just his size, as big as he was. On the other side of the bed, there was a coffin just his size. And the Lord said, tonight, you have to make a choice, make a decision, one or the other. You can preach and live a long time. You can choose the coffin, and you're gone tonight. Boy, that's a lot for a kid that's 17 years of age. But as we know the story, and as if you heard my father preach, you know the story, and that he accepted, all right, I want to preach. I want to be the oldest preacher. I don't know if I like people, don't like preaching, but I do want to live. And so he started off preaching, but at the age of 20, he was able to go with Howard Carter, who was the head of a Bible school in England, Hampstead School of the Bible. And interestingly enough, maybe you hadn't heard this, but his father was an inventor. And so, and he invented some of the mechanics, the inner workings of Big Ben, the big clock in London, right on the Thames River. Isn't that something? But anyway, he had the mind of an inventor. But he said, you know what, Lester, I don't like to write, but I can edit. I'll edit whatever you write, and I'll send it back to headquarters to give the report as to what is going on the field out here around the world versus what's happening at the Bible school there in London. So he said, okay. So he started to write. And Brother Howard was very patient, very kind. He would rewrite and he would scratch. And through the diligence and proper training that Lester Summerall then wrote a whole lot of things, a lot of good things. And sometimes they were, not quite up to snuff. And Brother Howard was very patient with him, says, you know what, Lester, I would say it this way. And so he would change it. Then he became the writer that a lot of people knew him to be. But while he was with Howard, he learned how to write. Then after that, as a family, when we finally became a family, we lived in Hong Kong, we lived in the Philippines, and we lived in Israel. And every single place that he would light us, where we would live, he would write. And so he would be about the work of evangelism, feeding people, establishing a church, I mean, whatever he was called to do. But he also wrote. And while we were in Hong Kong, he wrote the book called Destroying Your Deadliest Enemy. And the book Against Fear. And he listed all the phobias that he knew of at the time that were had to do with fear. I mean, it's an incredible list. If you have that little book, hang on to it, look at it again. But they had a knight in shining armor putting his spear through the heart of the dragon. And on the dragon, it was the word called fear, destroying your deadliest enemy. And that's the image that I want you to have. Who's on the charger? Who's on the horse? Who's got the lance? Our Lord and Savior. And so we live by what he's already done for us. Now, did you hear that? We live by what the knight in armor did for us. Jesus on the charger, putting the lance in, fear, doubt, unbelievers, sin, sickness, everything. And so you have to realize it is the finished work of the cross. It is the finished work of the cross. Jesus is not going to go back outside Jerusalem, get on a cross, and get crucified again. Doesn't have to. He covered it all. He covered it all. And so in Psalm 31, verse 24, the word says, be of good courage. Yay! Be courageous. Destroy that fear in the mighty name of Jesus. And he will strengthen your heart. You talk about your spirit inside of you. He will strengthen your heart, lest all ye that hope in the Lord. And so be of good courage. He will strengthen your heart, all of you that hope in the Lord. That's where it needs to be. That's where it needs to stay. And even though you might be in a hopeless situation, you might have to say, Lord, I'm still hoping in you. I'm still walking in faith. I still quote the word of God. I still sing your praises because I have hope in you. You are the one that has gone before me and paid the price to get rid of this fear and every single other obstacle that might be in my way. I have a hope in you. And I want to thank you for being with me today. God bless.
If you'd like to support Pastor Steve and the work of Summerall Ministries International, visit smiltd.org and select the Giving tab. Summerall Ministries International is a 501c3 nonprofit organization supporting the work of God here in America and around the world. Thanks for listening. We hope you'll subscribe and please like and share this podcast in the iTunes App Store or Google Play Store.